Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where the impeachment trial in Washington is headed is very much up in the air right now. Legal analyst Royal Oaks is joining us live. Royal, opening arguments are over. The next phase is for 16 hours of questioning. Those questions have to come in writing. How is this going to look? How is this going to play out?
Yeah, it's really old school. No iPads for these senators. They've got a little note cards. And one or more senators can sign on for each of the questions. And they will be handed to the Chief Justice. The Chief Justice will read them aloud, and it'll be directed either to the Democrats, the House managers, or the Trump side, the Trump lawyers. And they'll have 5 minutes to answer. The Chief will probably be a little flexible if he thinks it's reasonable for them to take more than 5 minutes. But it'll be interesting because, as you say, we're looking at 2 full days of these questions, assuming these people don't run out of questions. And they could either be softball questions, so Democrat senators could give easy questions to the House managers to help them elaborate on the arguments, rebut what we've just heard from the Trump side, or they could be tough questions, more like classic cross-examination, gotcha, to challenge one side or the other. So it'll be interesting to see how spontaneous and sort of improv-oriented some of these lawyers can be instead of the sort of the scripted approach they've had the first few days.
But these are all written, right? So it's not exactly, maybe the fireworks you would expect to see of a back and forth in a courtroom. There's a little more decorum.
Exactly right. And that's actually going to make the process less effective because if you were in a courtroom, you'd have follow-up questions and back and forth, or like a formal debate where people would speak for a few minutes and then back and forth. Here, you're right. There's no follow-up question. The Chief Justice will just move on to the next question. So it's not going to be quite as contentious as it could be. And yet, there could be some tough moments there. I mean, you might get some questions from Republican senators about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And then on the other side, you're going to see tough questions from the Democrats to the Trump lawyers in terms of trying to explain and justify what Donald Trump apparently did with respect to the Ukraine aid.
Now, are they being asked of both sides, constantly, or are they going to do the questions for the House managers first and then the White House counsel next?
Yeah, they're going to flip back and forth. They're going to go to the Republican side, then the Democrat side, back and forth. So everybody will have an equal opportunity. And who knows, they may run out of questions after just a few hours today, but they've blocked out 8 hours today, 8 hours tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday, there's going to be a debate lasting 4 hours on whether to call witnesses. And, of course, this John Bolton book that's going to be published in March is front and center on everybody's mind. He's apparently prepared to say, yeah, I saw the president's actions, and I believe that he did freeze the Ukraine aid for political purposes, and the Democrats are very eager to get that out. The Republicans would rather just wrap things up. They're going to argue the House had a chance to call witnesses before. They refused to go to court to enforce subpoenas, and therefore they shouldn't be able to expand the process now.
Okay, well, that will be interesting to watch. Last week around this time, we were still kind of wondering how John Roberts would oversee this whole thing. How would he act as he presides over the impeachment trial? What have you noticed? What have you seen from the Chief Justice that has maybe surprised you or fallen in line with what you expected?
Well, it's got to be frustrating for him because as a judge, you run the courtroom. You are in charge. You make all the rulings. And he's, of course, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. But here he's ceremonial, really. He doesn't have much power at all. He can't make rulings about evidence coming in or staying out, can't make rulings about witnesses, because the rules say the senators get to call the shots on all of those things. He did yell at the senators, telling them to be more civil. Remember, you're in the world's greatest deliberative body, when things just got a little too rancorous. And other than evaluating how long these answers to the questions go, he really doesn't have a substantive role, pretty much like the William Rehnquist during the Jefferson Clinton trial back in the 90s. He just doesn't have any formal power.
What's your expectation, Royal, on this subject of witnesses and how long this trial may actually go?
You know, I think the Republicans, as we've been reporting, are in trouble in terms of shutting it down. Mitch McConnell admitted yesterday he didn't think he had the 50 Republican votes that would be necessary to stop the witnesses. It looks like Romney and Collins of Maine will probably go for witnesses. The Republicans don't want to give the appearance that they're trying to engage in a cover-up. So I think instead they're going to horse trade. They're going to say, fine, you want John Bolton? We want Hunter Biden. Maybe we want Joe Biden. And so they may strike some sort of a deal for that.
How long might that whole process take? Once you introduce witnesses or even just the debate about witnesses, how much longer are we talking for this trial to last?
Well, the debate is supposed to be only 4 hours on Friday. But at this point, the betting is probably we will have some witnesses. And, you know, it could be like the Kavanaugh hearing, the Supreme Court justice confirmation deal of months ago. Once you open the door, you're going to get more and more people coming forward and saying, well, I've got something important to say. The Democrats will want to make sure everybody is heard. This could literally last for weeks more. The Clinton trial lasted for several weeks. So far, it's been moving rather quickly, but we're really at a pivot point now. Friday is going to be a crucial day, either live witnesses or not. And if we have them, we could be looking at a trial not only into February, but maybe into March.
And what if the White House steps in and says, you know, no go on Bolton and claims executive privilege?
Then the Democrats are going to have to go to court. The Democrats would file a lawsuit asking for a judge, not this Chief Justice John Roberts, to decide whether or not Bolton should be prevented from giving answers that would reveal executive privilege information. And that, of course, could take weeks to brief, have oral arguments. That could put the whole trial on ice. Some say the Democrats would like to push the trial closer to the November election to make that a main focus for voters. Other people say, no, we just want to get to the truth and get this in the books as soon as possible.
All right, Royal, thanks so much. It's legal analyst Royal Oaks joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.